Blog Talk Radio.
Made possible by the following sponsors.
Naper Settlement, where history comes to play, is a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Check out napersettlement.org. Their Naper Nights concert series, folks, is coming out. The schedule is out. Check it out. The Dolly McCarthy Show will be there this summer. We are a proud sponsor, too, of Naper Nights at Naper Settlement. And we're going to have a special Dolly McCarthy Show night. So stay tuned for details on that. Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They are your sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check out DivineBeautyLuxeSpa.com. Bricconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bricconi's North and South Naperville, Bricconi's.com. The Naperville Park District, they provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life in your community. Check out NapervilleParks.org. I think we're only about a month and a half away from Centennial Beach opening. Woohoo! Can I have a drum roll, please? And Sullivan Steakhouse, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They offer guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music. music. Check out SullivanSteaks.com. Locations in downtown Chicago, in River North, and in downtown Naperville.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the good show that I like to call it, where every week I bring you good news to discuss, good guests, and I try at least one good laugh. I have a guest in the studio today. I'm so thrilled to have him here. Chris, say hello. Chris Benyo.
Hello out there.
Come a little closer to the mic, Chris.
Okay.
We want people to hear you.
Okay.
Well,
sorry.
You got a lot. No, I should have gave you the tips before we went on the air. But Chris Benyo is in the house. And there are a lot of people in this community that know this man. He is a K through 5 PE teacher at Meadow Glens School in Naperville. How long have you been a teacher over there?
14 years there, 26 years in Naperville.
Whoa. So you have taught thousands of kids.
Literally,
do you
yes.
run into your students all the time?
I do, and they all change, but I don't.
You know, that's the truth. You look great, and I'm sure that you've touched many of the – I still remember my PE teacher from St. Ferdinand Grade School. He just passed away this past year. I can't imagine that because the man was so strong. He was like Evel Knievel to me. And when I heard he passed away, I just couldn't believe it. You know what his name was? Mr. Emanuel. Yep, that was his name, Mr. Emanuel.
Great PE teacher
yeah.
name.
Yeah. So anyway, okay, Chris Benyo is in the house, and he's here for a reason. I'm going to get to that in a moment. I'm so thrilled that you're here, Chris. Thank you for getting up early and coming out to the studio. Did you get the day off of school the morning?
Half day.
Oh,
half day.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw, thank you very much.
I miss the kids too much. I couldn't stay away
all day. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, Chris is here because we're going to be talking about something very important, something kind of serious. It is very serious. And it's about ALS, and we've talked about this before on the show. We're going to have Kim McIvers from the Les Turner ALS Foundation on. Since the beginning of the year, I've told you about the Dolly McCarthy Show sponsoring the Dodgin' for Lou Gehrig's Disease dodgeball tournament, and that took place last month. Chris and his wife, Chris's wife, Denise, has been battling this disease for how many years?
5 years.
5 years. Wow. And so we're going to talk about it more with Chris and raise awareness and some funds and talk about the incredible things that you have coming up, Chris, to contribute and fight and raise awareness and funds for ALS. And I just think you are an incredible hero, not just because you're a teacher, but all you're doing to combat this disease and what you do for your wife. It's just an amazing story. And I just thought I invited you on today because I really wanted people to hear your story, and we need to get the word out more. I mean, thank God we had the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge last summer. It raised, gosh, how much money?
Millions
of dollars. But I think what got lost in all of that was, you know, everybody, it was fun. I did the Ice Bucket Challenge. I posted the videos on Facebook. But what got lost in there are the real stories of the people that are struggling with ALS every day. And then their family members, you, what you're doing every day. I mean, this is quite a challenge you have before you, that's for sure. Quite a fight you have here. So we want to talk about this more. But first, this is the good show, I like to call it, and I welcome your calls. The number to call in is 347-945-7215. I mentioned this last week. I do give away a lot of tickets, and I have a lot of tickets still to give away for we have the jewelry, fashion, and accessory show. Ladies, you need new purses? Okay, I've got tickets to give away for this. We're very proud to be a sponsor of the 360 Youth Services Spring Ahead Let's Celebrate Mom 10K, 5K Kids Obstacle Course, and get a load of this, High Heel Dash. Chris, do you think you would want to participate in that High Heel Dash?
I think I'll pass on that one.
this is interesting because, Chris, you're going to be a part of a run very soon. We're going to get into all of that. Good stuff coming along, guys. But I wanted to get these quick announcements out there. Sunday, May 3rd, starting at 8 a.m., be a part of 360 Youth Services, which provides life-changing services to youth through prevention, education, counseling, and shelter. For more information or to register online, you can go to www.360youthservices.org. We're very proud to be a sponsor of that. And also, Naperville Cares has their 12th annual Cuisine for a Cause. It's a fundraiser for Naperville Cares. Join them April 25th. Really proud to have the Dolly McCarthy Show sponsor this great event. I love Naperville Cares. I personally have benefited from them at one point in my life, and I know a lot of other people who have, and they've come to the rescue for so many people. And let's continue this effort and support them and what they do, because they are a lifesaver in our community and beyond. Join them on April 25th, 6:30 till 10:30. Hey, it's a fun night out at Navistar. You can sample signature dishes from all over restaurants, 20 popular restaurants from the Naperville area. We all know Naperville has some of the best restaurants ever. There's an open bar. All right, we're in. Wine and beer tasting. Hey, Chris, you're in, huh, for that? Guys love beer, don't you?
Yes, we do.
It's part of their thing. Live and silent auctions, and the theme, you can dress up too, ladies, black or white or a combination thereof. Register online or call 630-369-0200. And as I mentioned, the mission of Naperville Cares is to help local families in financial crisis meet their essential needs by providing emergency financial support and resources. Okay, one more. I should mention this. Giving away free tickets, too. I have a pair of tickets for Robert Irvine, chef, you know, celebrity chef Robert Irvine. Chris, do you know him?
I've heard of him, yes.
Okay, he was on the show. I thought you listened to my show. I thought you were a fan.
Actually, I saw it on Facebook. I saw it.
Yes, I do have a large social media following, and then those that, you know, do a combination thereof. And you can always go.
You have so many cool guests.
Yeah, we do.
You lose track.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Well, chef, the celebrity chef was here on the show last week. We had a great time talking. This man is like, he's like Iron Man, you know, and he is an amazing chef. But he's going to do his Robert Irvine live stage show in Chicago at North Central College. Actually, it's in Naperville. And you can win a pair of tickets. All I'm asking you to do, the other free thing I'm giving away is an overnight stay at the Naperville Marriott Chicago. But what you all have to do, I'm going to put everybody's name in a Cubs hat, and you have to either like my page on Facebook, brag about the show on your Facebook wall and tag me, or follow us on Twitter. That's all I ask. Is that too much to ask?
Not at all.
You know, because we do good things on this show, Chris. You know, we talk about great non-for-profits, people that are making a difference like Chris Benyo here. And we have a lot of fun, interesting celebrity guests, too, that are doing incredible. And chef, you know what I loved about the chef when he was on the show? He name-dropped Gary Sinise. And Gary Sinise, I love him because he comes to Cantini every year and does the Rockin' for the Troops concert. And you know, on this show, I love supporting our veterans and our military. And when he was talking about that, I just was like, you know what? I love you, man. I don't care if you're like the worst cook in the world, but for him to talk about Gary Sinise and bring up our veterans and our military, and he's not even from America, but he's an American citizen now. I have so much more respect for the man. So do go ahead, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And while you're at it, follow Chris Benyo. You're not going to believe the story that he's got in store for you. And it's an incredible story, and I want it to be told here. Okay, finally, I'm getting everything out in the beginning, Chris. Now we're going to talk uninterrupted. Let's see. Where are we in the show? Okay, good. We got plenty of time. And Kim McIvers from the Les Turner ALS Foundation, we were supposed to have her on a couple weeks ago, but I kept her on hold too long because I had someone in here. We were rambling on, and poor Kim had to hang up because she had another call. So we are glad to have her back on the show. We won't keep you waiting this time, Kim. The Dolly McCarthy Show, you know, we love to get involved with these charity events. They need to be heard. And that's one of the things I love about this show, is that's my passion, is getting the good word out. My dad always used to say when I was a kid, I'd walk in the door from school and he'd say, hey, what's the good word? Did any of your family members, anybody say that to you, Chris?
Not that exactly, yeah. But you got to think about the good things in life.
Yes, and my father, there was so much that we could have complained about, and he could have complained about. He was a father of 14 kids. Oh, my God, let me tell you. But he always wanted to focus on the positive. So he would always say, what's the good word? And as kids, we were like, oh, geez, Dad, come on. I'm exhausted. I don't want to talk about. And it always had to be something positive that we had to say. It wasn't good enough. And I love that because it really did train my mind. In a certain way, it did,
to focus on the positive. You know, there was a time in my life not too long ago where I went through divorce. I lost two houses to foreclosure. I don't think I've ever admitted this on the air, okay? I'm doing like an Oprah thing. Only it's not like I did crack cocaine, okay? All I'm saying is there are people out there that have a lot to complain about, and I could sit around and cry about it. I did cry for about a day. But, you know, there's so much good out there. I grew up north of the side of Chicago in a bungalow, 14 kids. I shared a bed with three sisters, okay? What can I say? So there's really nothing to complain about because now I don't have to share a bed with three sisters. A twin bed, by the way. I get my whole king bed to myself. Life is good. Okay, now I'm going off in all these crazy directions. All right, let's focus on what we're going to talk about. Tri-City Family Services. This is how we got started on this. They're like 360, only they serve the Tri-City area, St. Charles, Geneva, my goodness. Yeah, yes, yes. But they take kids from all over pretty much. I think it started out in that way. But Tri-City Family Services is having their annual gala, however you want to say it. And they are a leader in providing counseling and other mental health services that strengthen your community. The best part is its services are accessible to everyone because of the agency's sliding fee scale. It's the 26th annual gala and benefit that will take place on Saturday, April 18th at the Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles. Picture this, supporting healthy families is the theme for this year's event, and the celebration will include a seated dinner. You're not going to have to stand. I love when they say that, a seated dinner. Do they really have to put that in? Oh, they're going to shoot me for making fun of them. We're going to be sitting down having dinner. We're dining, a silent and live auction, a special vacation raffle, entertainment and dancing. Tickets are $110 per person, but all of it goes to a great cause. Think about it. You know, $110 to invest in our youth in the future. That is something else. What do you think?
Sounds like a deal to me.
Teach. Okay. So I hope you could come. I'm going to be there. I have a table. We'll be there. The Dolly McCarthy Show is really proud to be a part of all of these great events. If you have an event you want to promote because you're doing great things in this community, if you know of someone that's doing incredible things, I love hearing about ordinary people doing extraordinary things in our community. Please contact me. I would love to hear from you. All right. So my first guest, hold on a minute. I'm going to play a little introduction for the teacher. I didn't have Van Halen's Too Hot for Teacher.
Hot for Teacher.
I think people might take it the wrong way, Chris. Oh, geez. We get a little silly on this show sometimes. Yes.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Here's something. Chris is so sweet. Here's a song for you, even though it's really a song about me. Here we go. Oh, here we go.
Dolly, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Dolly, let me be your teddy bear.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Oh, thank you, Robbie Gold. Hey, guess what, guys? Less than 2 weeks away. Opening night at Wrigley Field. Chris, comments. Are you a Cubs fan?
I actually grew up in the St. Louis area.
Okay, so you are
I'm a Cardinal fan.
Well,
I'm
my
sorry.
Dad was a Cardinal fan. Cardinals
okay.
started out in Chicago, you know.
Yeah.
Was it the baseball or the football team that started out in Chicago?
I don't know.
I think it was the football team. It was the Chicago Cardinals.
Football team? Okay.
I got all the answers. It's the football team.
I'm a Cardinal fan, and I get a lot of that.
Yeah.
No, I don't say much.
Okay. Well, you know this is going to be the year. It's either going to be my year or the Cubs' year. What do you think? I think either one.
Every year is your year,
yeah.
Isn't it?
So I'm really excited about that. I actually got tickets for April 7th game. It's a night game. I hope I don't freeze my boom booms off, that's for sure. But did you hear the news? The Ricketts said that, we all knew this. If you didn't know this, come on, that the stadium is not going to be ready.
I heard him talking about
it. We're all
going to
be sitting on Waveland Avenue watching the opening day or opening night. I just think
that it will be great when it's done.
It's going to be awesome. And you know, the sad thing is, what if it's not done and they actually win the World Series in a house that's like half built. But you know what? Win or lose, stadium or not,
It's, you know, a great place to go.
As long
game.
As the ivy is up around the wall, we're good. We're good. I'm so excited about this year. You have no idea. Okay, so it's coming up. And Robbie Gold, I just played his little, if you didn't hear it, here we go one more time. I just love this.
She's
little ditty.
The greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Robbie Gold, I love you. I did not pay him to write that. And I did not tell him to say that. But we have a mutual adoration. He plays, he sings every game at Wrigley in the Captain Morgan Club. You can hear Robbie Gold there. And a couple times, I think throughout the year, it's sprinkled in, he'll sing the national anthem. An amazing, talented Chicago guy. A couple weeks ago, I mentioned that I was going to be going to see Michael McDermott at the City Winery. That's another guy who sings the national anthem at Wrigley, and he's another one of my Chicago favorite singers. They're based in Chicago. Okay, the Dolly McCarthy Show. We're going to talk to Chris Benyo. He's a teacher at Meadow Glen. I got him reversed. That's my dyslexia. We're going to talk to him about ALS. We're having some fun, but we're going to talk about something very serious. But we want to give people hope, and we want to encourage Chris and all that he's doing. Wait, do you hear what he's doing? You're not going to lose. But quickly, some quick announcements. The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. You know what? I call myself a semi-pro dancer. I'm going to be in their dancing competition. It's called Metal Ball, May 3rd in Chicago. If you want to come, I will give you all more information about that. I'm going to need some support.
Then Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah. You know, a couple of years ago, I competed in Naperville's Dancing with the Stars, or Celebrities, they call it. And I actually won. I wasn't that good.
You have mad skills. What can I say?
I think it was the hot pink dress that I wore, too. You know, you just keep smiling and moving your feet. Anyway, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, my buddy Mario with All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GetLimo.com. You wouldn't believe how affordable limousines are to this day. Mario's got great rates, so check that out. And NapervilleAlarm.com. They are pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving families and businesses for over 13 years. And they provide security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. I have that. I got this in my house. I had this installed in my house, and I love it. It's great because I can actually see on my smartphone. There's an alert that comes on when the alarm goes off, and I can call the police, say, hey, don't bother. It's one of my kids. They forgot to turn the alarm or something like that. But anyway, and then I know when my kids get home. It worked out really great at Christmas time when it was like 11:30. I couldn't wait up any longer for my teenage son who came back from college for the month. And the phone would go off at like 3 or 4 in the morning. I'm like, what time did you get home last night? Oh, I got home. Oh, yeah, 3 or 4? What are you doing? But you know what? There were a lot of kids in Naperville that were doing that. They were just hanging out at each other's houses. So my son's a good kid. There's a lot of good kids out there. But I love how it tells me when he got home so I can know if he's lying. You lie like a rogue. No, I'm kidding. He was a good boy. So NapervilleAlarm.com. Check out their website. They actually have a picture of me on their website. It's so funny. If you go there and you click on my face, you can receive 20% off installation, NapervilleAlarm.com. And a couple more. Hang in there. Naperville Trolley and Tours. Oh, I love the trolley. Don't you love the trolley in Naperville?
Love the trolley.
Everybody comes and rides the trolley no matter where you're from. They come to Naperville and they got to get on the trolley. It's like on the bucket list. They are a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. And summer's around the corner, so book all your parties here, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, that's around Christmas, bat and bar mitzvahs, weddings, and more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding!
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but Dolly is a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square, cut, or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Dolly is a girl's best friend.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Yeah, let's roll. Get it right. Come on. I've been on the air almost 2.5 years now. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. Okay, everybody, this is Dolly McCarthy. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm so excited. Finally, Chris can speak. I've talked for, what, a half an hour? Shut the girl up. Chris Benyo is in the house. He's in the studio. We're in Oak Brook at the lovely WCKG Studios. Green, kind of mustardy green wall behind you, looking good behind you. I'm working on that. I want them to paint that blue. Dolly McCarthy blue. Anyway, we're in the lovely WCKG studios. Say hello to all the new listeners on WCKG. We just got picked up.
Hello, everyone. Glad to be here.
And Chris is a teacher, a PE teacher, K through 5, at Meadow Glens Elementary School in Naperville. He's taught thousands and thousands of kids. And I met Chris a month ago, would you say, Chris?
A month ago.
there was a benefit for Chris and his wife. You know, his wife is battling ALS for about 5 years now. And when the kids, I don't know if you want to tell the story or I want, I guess I'll give a little brief thing and then we could get more into it, Chris, because I think people want to shut me up, you know, let you talk. But I met Chris because I was honored to have been asked to host an MC the Dodge for Lou Gehrig's disease fundraiser, a dodgeball tournament held at Naperville North. 1,000 people showed up for this thing. And in the last 4 years, they've raised over $50,000. And I think, you know, a lot of these kids want to come and do something important and make a difference in their lives. But I would say a lot of them come because they love you, Chris. They love you and they want to do everything they can to support you because you've made a difference in their little lives. Now these kids that started it, these two gals that started it, are in high school, so they're no longer in your PE class. They started this because they wanted to, when they found out your wife was diagnosed with ALS, they wanted to make a difference. Okay, shut up, Dolly. Let Chris talk. Go. Chris, thank you so much for coming on the show. I admire you tremendously. Tell us about your story and how, take us back to the beginning when you found out about Denise. What were the signs? I mean, how did it all begin?
All right. When I first met Denise, she was probably the healthiest person I've ever met. Always up, working out.
You guys were both runners right?
She began running, just started running before she met me. And, you know, we met and hit it off great. And she was this picture of health person. And then some things started happening to her. And this was like less than 6 months after we got married. She actually got diagnosed with ALS. And some of the signs were we would be at a grocery store or something and she would just randomly fall down. No idea.
Oh,
no idea.
Wow.
She would just be in an aisle and all of a sudden, next thing I looked, she'd fall down. No rhyme or reason, nothing. It all began with some pain, back pain, leg pain, things like that, which she thought might have been just normal because she works out a lot and maybe she pulled something or whatever. And she went through a lot of physical therapy and nothing was getting better. So we went to the doctor and then, you know, less than 6 months after we were married, they told her, you know, we were at the office and the doctor ran her through all these tests, came back to us and said, I'm sorry, you have ALS. There's no known treatment plan. Life expectancy is less is 2 to 5 years, and I'm sorry.
That's what they say.
That's what they said. And, of course, we were shocked by it. We knew something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of thinking more along the lines of MS because that ran in her family. Mm-hmm. But I don't know anything really about MS, but it seems like ALS is really, really bad. Well, even worse than MS, but I don't know for sure. I'm sure they're both awful in their own way. So then, of course, we went and got a second opinion at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. Same thing. You have ALS, and then, you know, and it all started. And one of the cute little stories is when Denise and I...
Look at you already putting a positive on this.
You know what? And I wanted to go back to that.
You probably... Did you allow yourself some time to grieve? How long did it take before you found a cute story here, Chris?
Well, this is kind of a retro... Respect thing.
Okay.
When we plan on getting married on a beach in Michigan, because it reminded Denise of the beaches in New Jersey where she grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the worst day for it poured, raining.
This is on your wedding day?
The beach wedding that never made it to the beach. But we had a backup plan, and we went in these beautiful big trees in the woods on a big deck. It was really nice, and it was so funny. People were saying, you know, they say if it rains on your wedding day, you're gonna have a great, you know, everything.
Yeah, that's the worst thing that could happen.
It's all good. Worst thing that can happen.
Well, we know that's not
worked out that way. But on our wedding day, I promised to Denise that if she would put in the training, that we would run a marathon together, side by side.
Okay, Chris, we got to take a quick break here. Sorry to cut you off, but hold that thought. No, you're not. I'm the rambler. I'm a rambler.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, darling. Oh, Lord. Why can't you see?
McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by NapervilleAlarm.com. We want to thank our sponsor, NapervilleAlarm.com. You know, these guys are great over there. I was all out of the Dolly McCarthy Show mugs. And my friend over there, Mike Kennedy, he was installing the alarm. And he said, can I get a mug? I go, oh, I'm all out, Mike. Sorry. It's not a priority right now. I'll order them. I'll get to them. So about a month later, this guy comes to my door with like 4 huge boxes of mugs and, you know, the Dolly McCarthy Show mugs. And so I've been spreading the love. I got one for you, Chris. You like it?
I love it.
You gotta take a mug shot, you know. That's what you got to do in order to get a mug and keep the mug. Because I'll hunt you down if I don't get a mug shot. Do it with your kids.
This is the good kind of mug
shot. Do it with your kids, would you? With the kids in the background, as long as that's okay with the family. But anyway, so NapervilleAlarm.com, they're my friends over there. They do a great job. They did an amazing job putting in my alarm. I feel so safe in my house. I always felt safe, but there were some things that happened, some weird things that happened last year. We won't get into that, but, you know, having that alarm just gave me a sense of security and one less thing to worry about. And Naperville Alarm, put it in. There's no holes in my wall. It's very clean. I got this nice little monitor that actually tells me what the temperature is outside. I love that. My kids love that. What's it going to be like today? you hit the button and there it is. There's a forecast for you. But I love that it's connected to my smartphone. And you can have one too. System monitoring starting as low as $19 per month. It's very affordable. I'm a single mom on a budget, so this works for me. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly Promo to receive your discount. Just go to NapervilleAlarm.com and click on my face. You know, don't click too hard. It'll hurt. We'll be right back. I love playing that song. Michael Reiser wrote that song. He's a Chicago guy. He and I grew up on the Northwest Side. We wrote that song. Okay, enough about that. But, you know, we're back now. Done with our break. Chris Benio is in the house. Chris is an elementary PE teacher at Meadow Glen School in Naperville. Thousands of kids he's taught, and they adore this man. And when they found out that his wife was diagnosed with ALS, they were called to action. They were moved to action. Every year they put together a fundraiser, Dodging for Lou Gehrig's dodgeball tournament. That's what they call it. There's a Facebook page. You can like it there and be a part of it every year. It just happened last month. So, you know, you'll have to tune in or come on board next year. But you can always make a donation to the ALS Foundation. Chris is here going to tell us his story. Well, quick shout out to Wayne Messmer, came out to that event. Wasn't that neat to
that
see
was
Wayne?
Fantastic.
That man has got a heart of gold. And, you know, I just played the Cubs song, kind of just to, you know, the Cubs are coming up. Wayne's, he sings, he's a well-known Chicago national anthem singer. He's sung for Blackhawk games, Cubs games. And I told him about, you know, you and your wife and the struggles you've had and how this charity event is so important. And Wayne said yes right away when I asked him to come because he wanted to help out. I just love that man.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Because I've never heard it live before.
Yeah.
So it was awesome.
Yeah. And he's overcome so much adversity. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when he heard your story, I mean, everybody's got their things in life. And the important thing is to support each other, right? And you,
yes.
How does that make you feel? We're going to get back to that story. I had to cut you off earlier because we went to the break. I want people to hear the story. But how does it make you feel to know, you know, you were alone in that doctor's office when you got the word? And didn't you feel so alone and just overwhelmed,
you know,
and how did all of this then make you feel moving forward?
We did feel alone, overwhelmed for a while, and actually I know I stayed home the next day after school because it was a school day, and Denise just asked me, can you just stay home?
Mm-hmm.
So we stayed home. We did a lot of, you know, emotional sadness and stuff like that, and somehow, some way, and this is all on Denise, she's my hero. She's always been my hero. She decided that she wasn't going to die with ALS. She was going to live with ALS. And she, since then, you talked about your dad's story and his, what's a good word? Denise has been that for me, and she
really
always is. She, if the roles were reversed and I had the ALS, I can't imagine it'd be the same as she, because she's very, very strong in her faith, and she reaches out to people, she touches people, and they love her.
Yeah.
And like that the Dodging tournament, unfortunately Denise couldn't go this year because she wasn't feeling well. But she's been the other times, and she just has this unbelievable smile and just going the whole time. It's infectious, everyone calls
mm-hmm.
it. And I always get emotional at the dodgeball tournament every year. I take some time for myself. I kind of get away from everybody. I walk around and I'm like, these people are here because of me,
mm-hmm.
me and Denise,
mm-hmm.
the majority. Some people are friends of people that know us and our story, and it's like a huge Mr. B group hug. And I do get emotional every year. And for the girls to do that and come up with that, you talk about kids making a difference. They're doing it, and they're doing it every day. Not just those two that started the whole thing, but the kids that come and help
yeah.
and participate.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love it because it's fun and dodgeball. Yeah, everybody loves dodgeball.
But you asked them, and I did that. random kid. Why are you here? And they all talked about Mr. B.
Yeah.
And they
all
talked about Denise and why they wanted to make a difference, why they're here. It's not because they were there to have fun, which they did. They were there for you.
It's hard to wrap my head around. Mm-hmm. It really is. You like to think as a teacher and educator that you're making a difference. And I feel like I do. And, you know, that event is just one example of, you know, it's just it's amazing.
Tell us what life is like now. And I want to go back to that story where I had to cut you off for the break. Mm-hmm. But tell us what life is like now. And if you can, you know, when she found out, how long before it kind of took over? Because she's in a wheelchair now and she can't speak, right?
Yeah, it progressed pretty quickly. She was diagnosed and then within a couple months she was having to use a walker.
Really?
And then within a year she was in a wheelchair.
Wow.
She couldn't walk anymore.
And that's pretty typical.
It is ALS is an interesting disease. It attacks different things. And Denise's her legs and arms were attacked. Other people, more severe cases, their lungs get attacked immediately. In fact, we know people in our ALS support group that have already passed away because the ALS started in the lungs. Denise's breathing has gotten worse. It's the nature of
what disease. Happens to the body with ALS?
There is absolutely no muscle anywhere.
The muscle withers away.
It just goes away. Yeah. It's
You need that muscle in your lungs to breathe
right,
in and out.
Right. And, you know, every 3 months we go to the Northwestern Hospital and have a checkup, and she does a breathing test. And when she started, her breathing capacity was like 100, and now it's down to 22%. And that's low, you know, and that's just part of it. Some people, it hits the lungs fast, and I mean, literally I know of people that have passed away within like 3 months.
And so, Denise has been living with this for 5 years, and she's a fighter.
She's an incredible fighter. And you talked about, you mentioned about she can't speak. She uses a device called a Dynavox, which she uses. There's a little dot on her head, and she looks at the screen. She's got a computer screen in front of her, and she just kind of looks at the letters, and she makes words and sentences. And it's amazing.
Amazing.
She was very, very, very technologically strong in her life, all her life. And this is just something and she's picked it up soon.
Yeah.
Now, one of the problems we're having now is her neck muscles are getting weaker and weaker. And so we're moving into something called an eye gaze, where she won't have to move her head and she'll just move her eyes. Because ALS does not touch the eyes, interestingly.
Wow. That's interesting. Now, you both, you're a runner, and Denise was... Mm-hmm. You talked about, I don't know if we're going to have time for that story, because I want to get into the fact that we still have to talk to Kim
Guyvers
from ALS Foundation. She's on hold. We're going to pick you up soon, Kim, I promise. But you guys, you run marathons.
Mm-hmm.
And has Denise ever run a marathon with
you?
She
has never. That was what I promised her on our wedding day, that if she put in the training, she could choose anywhere in the world to run a marathon and we'd run it together. And
she even knew she had ALS.
Right. And once we started training, the ALS started happening, and it was being magnified, the problem she was having. So we never got that. But the next best thing is, with the help of Les Turner purchasing a jogger for us, I've been able to push her in 5 marathons, including last year's Boston Marathon. And that was amazing after the bombing that happened the year before.
Wow.
And so we've done 5, and number 6 is coming up. A month from today.
Yes, that's why we had you on today. It's a month out, and so can people make a donation to your run, or should we?
You could go. It'd probably be better to talk to Kim about that, because I could screw it up. But it's run4als.org, and then you can click on an event, and it's the New Jersey Marathon. Our team. You can do two ways. You can donate to our team, which is called Running with Chris and Denise. You can donate to Chris. It all goes to the same place.
Yes.
And you can donate whatever you like.
Well, and Kim is on the line now. Kim is with the ALS, Les Turner ALS Foundation. Kim, good to have you on the show, finally.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're so welcome. Kim is a doll. Chris knows Kim. I just met her at the Dodge and for Lou Gehrig's dodgeball tournament this year. And now we're friends for life. There's no getting rid of me now, Kim. So
I'm completely okay with that.
Well, thank you. I think the world of you, and as I do of Chris, and I have never met Denise, but I'm looking forward to that. I'm so inspired by her story and the story that you guys, Chris and Denise, are running these marathons. How is the Les Turner ALS Foundation a part of Chris and Denise's life? And Kim, I want to talk to you too about have there been any what's the progress been with ALS in the last, 10 years?
That's a good question. Well, first off, Chris and Denise have impacted, I think, every single staff member in our foundation office, and we all rally around their cause, their story, how inspiring they are. So, I mean, on a daily basis, we are talking about them. I have a framed copy of their Runner World article that they had back in July of 2012. That's in my office. So in terms of them, they inspire us daily. This is why we all come to the foundation every day to try and find the cure for ALS, because as of right now, it is a terminal disease. There is no cure. And with the recent success of the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, there is so much more positive energy behind trying to find that cure, trying to find treatments. So it's just kind of an exciting time for the foundation, for ALS patients, because people are rallying behind the cause and now understand why it's so critical that we focus our efforts on research.
Yeah, and now where are we with the research? What's happened in the last 10 years? Have they discovered a gene? What is it? Where are we with this? I'm not a physician or a doctor.
No, you know what? It has been a very slow progress, but a couple years ago, one of our foundation researchers, Dr. T. Pusevic, he found the common cause for all forms of ALS, and it is a faulty protein. That was the biggest research breakthrough in about the 70-year history of ALS. So now we have our researchers kind of focusing in on a certain area. Our other researcher, Dr. Hande Ozdenlier, is focusing on upper motor neurons and has found ways to code DNA and is now trying to study different models. So we have kind of a direction to go. We're not there yet, but I think there's just that urgency to do more. So I definitely feel that more things are going to be coming within the next few years. That's definitely the foundation's goal, is to really push that, continue the education and the awareness of why it's so important that we keep that funding up.
Do we know if this is something that's in your body at birth and then just kind of develops and shows up?
That is tricky. There are hereditary forms, so there is screening where you are able to see if you do have the gene for ALS. However, it doesn't mean that it could morph into ALS. And then you have people that are just the sporadic cases that they're not born with it. It just kind of happens in the body. And that's what's so tricky about ALS, is you can't really pinpoint exactly what triggers it. Every single patient is very different. Like Chris was saying, some patients pass away within a year. Other patients live, 5, 10, 15 years with the disease. And that's what's tricky, is every case is so different. And, we have fantastic doctors that work with all of our patients, but it's not an easy disease to treat or understand, but we're learning more as we go.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Kim, we're talking to Kim McIvers from the Les Turner ALS Foundation, and Chris Benyo is here in the studio with me. Chris and his wife Denise, who has ALS, have been running marathons together. He made a promise to her on their wedding day. 6 months later, she was diagnosed with ALS. And you guys have run how many marathons now?
We've done five.
Five. And a month from today is
number six,
the New Jersey
Marathon.
You can, to my very generous and supportive listeners, you can make a donation to this run with Chris and Denise and make a difference yourself. Hey, maybe you didn't do the Ice Bucket Challenge. Now's your chance to catch up with the rest of the country and be a part of this this effort to find a cure. Wow. Jim, can you tell us how people can make a donation or
sure,
be a part of it?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, the easiest thing to do is just, actually, Chris had it exactly right. So it would be, go to the website, it's run for. You can either spell out the word for, or you can do the number for.org. You then will see an entire list of all the races that we participate in. You click the New Jersey Marathon, and it'll send you to that fundraising website. Chris and Denise are on there, their team name. You just click that link, and you can make a donation immediately to his website. Or if people don't feel comfortable donating online, they can mail in a check to the Les Turner ALS Foundation. We can then credit that donation to Chris and Denise's team.
Awesome. And Chris, I got to ask you, you know, and Kim, there was a lot of money raised last year for ALS. Does some of that money, I know it goes to research, but does some of that money go to support those with it, like the equipment, the obviously the wheelchair, the jogger, the equipment to help Denise speak? Is that what some of these funds are used for? Just let me know. I'm not really sure about that.
That's fine. Right now, well, the ALS, the Ice Bucket Challenge went to the National ALS Association. So the Les Turner ALS Foundation, we are the largest privately funded ALS organization. So we didn't, unfortunately, receive the $117 million. We did see an increase from our donors to about roughly between $1.5 and $2 million last year. What's great about the Les Turner ALS Foundation is we don't just focus on research. Our mission is patient services. So like Chris was saying, the funds that were generated from the Ice Bucket Challenge for the foundation go to work immediately within the ALS community, whether it be our support groups, helping with our equipment grants that we have, respite grants. We have a home team, so we have consultants that go into the home. We'll talk to patients one-on-one, offer advice on safety, how they can adapt with the disease. That's all part of what the foundation does. All the donations that we receive from the Ice Bucket Challenge go to that as well as research.
Chris, what has the Les Turner Foundation done for you, and what do they mean to you?
Wow. I can't imagine Denise and I surviving without the help of Les Turner, from the social worker that comes and talks to our daughter to Kim getting the marathon stuff organized and the foundation purchasing our two types of joggers that we use, and we can always call and ask, and someone will answer a question. There's nurses that'll help us, and they're just, that's what they do. They work with the patients, and that is so important now that we're actually living this. You know, it's great to have somebody who knows what they're doing, looking in on us, checking on us, visiting, you know, and just helping in any way they can.
Mm-hmm. And picking up where maybe there are pockets where insurance is not covering things. How were you able to afford that? I'm sure it's very expensive to get that equipment.
One of the best things that Denise and I did when we got married was put our two insurance policies together and found out that my Blue Cross plan was great and covers pretty much everything. We do have out-of-pocket, obviously, but it hasn't killed us.
Okay.
So we put... Her policy became part of me since we're married, and that was the best move we ever made.
Yeah.
Because while there is out-of-pocket expense, the insurance has been really good for us. So.
And I imagine those joggers are not cheap, so thank God you have Les Turner.
Yeah, they're not. The first one was
How much was something like
that? I don't know what the first one cost, but I know the second one that when we were in the Boston Marathon and we saw all these cool, fancy joggers, we thought we were... running in a Yugo while everybody else was using Rolls Royce. There were other teams in the Boston Marathon, duo teams. We were the only ALS people, but there were people that had other issues that were being pushed, which was cool. There's like 12 or 14 teams.
I'd never heard of that, and I just love that.
Yeah, it was really cool. And that cost over $5,000, the jogger, I think. Is that right? About right there, Kim?
Yeah, that's roughly right. But you know what? When Chris and Denise raised the amount of funds that they do, and not only funds awareness, at last year's Naperville Marathon, they were the talk of the entire marathon. And it was so great being at the finish line and hearing everybody talk about Chris and Denise and when they're going to cross the finish line. So spending the money to have Denise be comfortable and Chris be comfortable as well kind of does, there's no price tag for that. So we were happy to do it.
Yeah. Oh, well, on behalf of the community that witnessed all of that, you know, thank you for everything you've done for this family and for Denise. And let me talk about Denise. What does she say about all of this, Chris? What is her outlook now at this point?
She is probably the most positive person I've ever met. And how she can do it, given the card she's been dealt, she knows, like I said earlier, she's living with ALS. She's not dying with ALS. We all know what the end game is, but whatever time there is left, whether it's one marathon or 10 marathons or one day or 1 week, we're going to make the best of it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where she is. She's the strongest person I know, and I'm just amazed by her.
Well, we all are. We admire what you're doing, and we want to let you know, pass on our support and love to Denise, and go for it. We can't wait to watch. I hope we could see you on TV. How can we, you know, you got a smartphone. You should record something. Have Denise hold up the phone. We want to see you running and cheering for you.
You know what?
That.
I can do that for you. We have people running with us. Somebody can go out ahead of us and maybe take a little video, and I could send it to
that
you.
That would be awesome.
And you could kind of get me. And I'll send you through Facebook or something our finishing time.
Yeah, I
because we have a goal this year. Denise wants to go under 4 hours this marathon.
Oh, really? She does. Whatever she wants, we'll do, right?
We've never been under 4 hours before in a marathon, being pushing her. So that's.
Are you ready? Are you ready there?
I've been training pretty good, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we'll do it.
Well, good luck to you on that, and stay in touch, and all the best to you. You're in our thoughts and prayers, and I can't tell you enough how much we admire you, your courage and strength, and what you've done to show people that, like Denise, is living. She's living with this. It's sad to say there's no cure, but it doesn't mean that you have to stop living right when you get diagnosed. And the community supports you, Chris, so whenever you need anything, you know. You got Les Turner, but you know you got a lot of thousands of kids out there. I was overwhelmed listening to all those kids and how much they admire you and Denise, and they care so much. It's got to feel really good.
It's amazing. And thank you for supporting this, because you're like an icon.
Oh, God. Do I need to play Robbie Gold's song again? I'm just the greatest girl on the radio. No, I'm kidding. Kim, thank you. Kim McIvers with the Les Turner ALS Foundation. Go to the Les Turner ALS Foundation Facebook page and like it. And are there any other Facebook page? Oh, the Dodging for Lou Gehrig's Dodgeball Tournament has a Facebook page. And so go on there and like them all and stay in touch every year. They'll have that event, and Kim will be there. And Kim, it's been great to have you on the show. Thank you. And stay in touch, would you please? And
yep.
And we
thank
want
you
any,
for
any new developments, any new discoveries, any new breakthroughs. We want to hear about it.
Of course, I will make sure to keep you posted. But like Chris said, thank you so much for your support and also for helping us spread awareness about Chris and Denise and ALS in general. So it's wonderful.
Absolutely. Okay, thanks so much, Kim.
Okay,
and
have
on
a
that,
guys.
You're so awesome. You too, Chris. Thank you again for being in the studio. It's been my absolute pleasure to meet you and be a friend now to you and Denise. And we'll be watching you along the way.
One day, we need to get you to meet Denise.
I will.
She's dying to meet you.
Oh, I cannot wait. So maybe when you come back to Chicago from New Jersey, we'll have like a welcome back party.
Sounds good.
But you got to do it under 4 hours.
You know, she may throw me in the ocean
well,
if
Denise
we don't go
wants,
under four.
Denise gets. That's awesome. Well, thank you again, Chris Benio, teacher at Meadow Glens Elementary School, PE teacher over there. Thousands of kids love this family, and we support you, and we appreciate you coming on the show today. And on that note, we need to end the show. We're out of time. It's so fitting here, Chris, again, sitting right next to me here. I always tell my listeners to stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And in this case, for sure, let's show the Benios some support. Please like their page on Facebook and Les Turner as well, as well as Dodging for Lou Gehrig's disease. And that is it. This is The Good Show. I'm Dolly McCarthy. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And, of course, go ahead and like my page because I'm giving away free stuff. And we'll keep you in the loop. We'll let you know how Chris did on this New Jersey marathon. And here's to Denise Benio. And here's to Chris Benio. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody. Take care.
Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be.